Okay, good morning everybody once again. I'm now switching from my conscious mind talking mode into my subconscious mind translation mode. When I do that, I'm going to probably have my eyes closed as I talk to you. I'm not in any kind of a weird trance. I'm just translating for those of our loved ones who are in the spirit world. And if I come to you with a feeling such as I feel as though I've had a heart attack or I feel as though I've had a stroke, the spirit people aren't still suffering from those types of things. It's just a very easy way for them to identify themselves. I want to begin back in this corner, the far back area of the church, with a really weird comment. I have someone here who was... really? Come on, give me something else. a herpetologist or a zoologist or someone who worked with reptiles or really loved reptiles or snakes or lizards or worked in a zoo or had one of these animals as his own. Does this come up with anybody back here? I know it's really crazy. Let me get some more from him. He's giving me the feeling of the zoo, but he may have been like a rehabilitator or rehabilitated wildlife. Even personally, I feel like I see him holding a baby bird. I feel like I see him with reptiles. I feel like he rescues just about anything that falls out of the nest. Does that make any sense over here? Do you have a Francis in spirit? A Frank or a Francis, anybody back? Okay. So, in spirit, I'm talking about. Someone has passed away. Okay, so what... So, because I don't hear the spirit names, they'll show me the name of somebody that I do know, not that person's in spirit or intruding. And very often, because I was raised Catholic, I'll see a saint. So I was getting Saint Francis and all the little creatures he was taking care of. So, Francis or Frank is here for the moment. And I want to also extend this a little bit more. Do you have a Native American connection also, or a connection with the Southwest of the United States? Okay. This person from the spirit world who is making this additional connection is showing me the holiness of the journey that you're on. I feel as though I'm being shown, I don't know anything about this personally, but I feel like I'm being shown one of those that I only know about sort of inward journeys of a Native American or someone who's pursuing a shamanic sort of a path. So this Francis is giving me this, shows me this around you, that there is an inward journey or a spiritual journey. Now, obviously, you're a spiritual person because you're here at a service, but my sense is that this is going deeper or will go farther back or deeper down, and you'll be in for a little bit of a wild ride with this, but that all the answers are always inside. So he's saying, you know, this is, you needn't look or overanalyze what's coming in from external sources. The external sources are guideposts for you, are ways for you to check what's going on against other people's experiences, but that the journey is your own and it's inward, and there are all the answers. So he wants you to be encouraged and not feel as though you're doing this on your own. You are. Everybody has to do this journey on their own, but there are guideposts and there are milestones along the way that you can check with. Just make sure you don't hand the power of your process or your progress over to these milestones. Are you moving? I want to come a little farther forward then. Sir, are you moving?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I want to bring someone through for you. Do you also have a Francis in the spirit world or a Frank? Okay. I'm not sure. So there's another spirit person who's jumping in and has something in common with the one that I was just speaking to. So I'm going to connect a little bit more deeply here. Do you know the name Dorothy? You do. Okay. I guess I'm sorry. I'm still back here. But you keep listening. Okay.
It actually matches my experience, too.
Imagine, okay, so there's a reason why we may have two spirit people here who are trying to give the same message, and my connection with the one is just a little bit stronger than possibly with yours, or yours may be coming in after this. So, and Dorothy's in the spirit world. Yes, okay. So let me bring her through as well. And she shows me the hands going around the clock, and she's using this as a symbol, and by she's... I'm pausing because I was going to say what I thought she was giving me, but she pulled it back because I was going to say it incorrectly. So she shows me a clock face with the hands moving around, the second hand, the minute hand, the hour hand. And my feeling is she's saying, don't focus on the second hand. It's important to recognize that time is passing, but you needn't add stress to, hurry up, tick, 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 like this. So she's feeling, she wants you to step back a little bit, if not to the hour hand, at least to the minute hand, and slow down a bit and not realize that you're not, and to realize that you're not racing a clock, or you don't have to be at a certain place or a certain level. I don't know if she's talking about the spiritual journey or some other type of a progress that you're planning on making or hoping to make, that there's a more middle road, middle ground. Do you know someone, I think I'm still over here, who had a paralysis or an inability to move? I think I'm talking about something like, I don't feel like it's paralysis because of spinal cord injury. I feel like it's paralysis because of progressive disease. And also in the front, okay, I have a whole line of people here. Okay, in the spirit world? Okay. And I may have more than one. One of these people feels quite young. So this is someone who may have passed before their time. Okay. So I have more than one person here who is giving me this progressive problem that ends up that ultimately leads to passing. And the message from both of these, so one gives me the feeling of I passed before my time, a young person, and the other one doesn't come in with an age necessarily, but joins in with this same message. When the body, I've been hearing this a lot lately, so it's interesting to me that this would come through again today. When the body when the body loses strength over time, we often feel that the spirit is dying because the personality and the body is also declining, let me say. And the spirit people want to say, you know, this, our spirit, ourselves, our us, this was not diminished at all, even though our capacities were diminishing over time. And there's nothing about this trapped kind of paralysis that exists in the spirit then or now. So this was something of simply a function of the body. And by the way, someone in this same area is feeling a little guilty about either not doing more to save a life, or not stepping in another way, or maybe even signing something that says it's okay to let go of life or medical intervention in life, and these spirit people are saying, you don't have the power to create me or destroy me. So don't think for a moment that you caused my coming into caused my life or caused my death. There's a very strong and powerful and rather strident message here. So there may be a little person who didn't come through because of abortion or miscarriage who's joining this bandwagon. But the spirit people are saying, look, life has always been. We have always been. You may, with another, you know, the sperm and the egg may create the biological tissue that we come into. But the life was already there. The life that animates that tissue has always been. And so when that biological organism perishes for whatever reason, the spirit continues on without any interruption whatsoever. So remind yourself, please, that you neither cause life nor end it. Only God, even we're part of God, and there is no beginning and there is no ending of life. So let yourself off the hook about that a little bit. Now, I'm not quite done here. One of these men, or one of these people who shows me this, sorry, I think I'm still talking to you. You have a man who had leg braces or who had polio?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Are you a real baseball fan, or is there someone connected to you who is a real baseball fan?
Yeah.
Okay. Was that yes to the first or yes to the second?
Yes to the second.
Okay. And this is different from the one with the leg braces, or the same? Different from? Okay. They're showing me a spotlight on your move, or your pending potential move. And if there's a concern about leaving something behind, something that is that has a sentimental value to a person who's passed away or has a sentimental value of another sort, they are suggesting that when you get to the spirit world, your attachments won't be the same as you think that they are. And, you know, it's a good practice to let go, or to get in the practice of letting go, because when we go out to the spirit world, we don't take anything with us except what is inside, and that's that feeling of love or nostalgia or attraction or attention to something isn't held in a place or in a thing. Are you leaving somebody's final resting place behind if you move? I'm also, my spirit's going over here, please. So I want to talk to someone over here who is also concerned about leaving remains or leaving a person behind if they move, or if they, or the person isn't in their preferred final resting place. There's a big question mark over the final resting place. Either it isn't complete or it won't be complete. Does that make any sense over here? Or an unfinished memorial. The spirit person who's showing me a stone. This doesn't mean it's the stone necessarily, but they're symbolizing the memorial. What memorializes their final resting place and giving me a feeling of it being unfinished. Does that make any sense?
I can sort of relate to what you're
saying. Okay. So bouncing off of what we were connecting, does that make sense for you over here too? Okay, so there's a we're having a little bounce off of your diving board over here to Darlene's. The spirit person is saying we are not attached to those things, and we hope you don't over attach yourself to that either, because we are not there, and we know this with our rational minds. But you know, it's not to over-sentimentalize or over-attach to something like this, because it's not, you know, if it makes you feel good, fine. If it makes you feel poorly, let it go, because for the spirit people, they have no attachment to it whatsoever. It's like, this is a coat I can't wear anymore, or it doesn't fit me anymore, or it's too tattered to wear. Don't carry it around with you. Just leave it. It's fine. Nobody needs it. Let it just disintegrate. Darlene, or the ladies around you, is there a Mary or a Mary Margaret connected to you in the spirit world?
Definitely Mary.
Okay. Is there also a Margaret?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
My family is so big, and I have so many on
the
other side.
Okay. I have, like, Mary Margaret, but I don't know if this is one name or this is two names, Mary and Margaret. Do you have a Mary or a Margaret here? No? Okay. Do you have a Mary Margaret?
I have a Margaret?
You have a Margaret. Okay. Do you also have a Mary? Okay. Is Margaret attached to Mary who's here? Margaret in spirit attached to Mary who's here? Oh no. Okay. Okay. Well, so maybe both Mary and Margaret are coming through, and they have something in common, and that's why they're coming through here together. Is there someone connected to either one of you ladies? Candles in my way. Is there someone connected to either one of you ladies who had like brain cancer or epilepsy or schizophrenia, something like this? Is this connected to her?
No, that's my mother.
Okay, your mother's in the spirit world?
Uh-huh.
Does she know the Margaret?
Yes.
Okay, and Darlene, does this connect to you?
There's schizophrenia, yeah, my mother.
Okay, and she's in the spirit world?
Yes.
Okay. Two mothers. So this is why they're coming in together, even if they've never met in here. Okay. Now, the first thing that I want to pass on from these people who are giving me the, let's say the, I want to say broken, just because it's easier for me to say that. I'm not making a judgment about them, but the sort of broken or interrupted normal process of the brain, they show me that this is not a concern for you. So they don't want people who are wondering, oh, when's the other shoe going to drop for me? Do both of them, one or both of them is giving me the feeling, I'm going to say both because I don't want one of you to go home and go, oh, was it me? But both of them are giving me the feeling, this is not passed down. So you can just really just kind of let that go. You don't have to keep such a hyper-vigilant watch on yourself that you're fine, that your own mind is fine, or people who are descended from these people are okay. But I think probably more the two of you in particular. Do you have a connection with France, either one of you? Are you French?
I have an aunt who's French.
Okay. And are you going there?
I've been, and I'll go again. So I'm open to the idea. No plans, though.
Is your aunt, and your aunt's in the spirit world?
No.
No, okay. Okay. So for both of you ladies, I'm not sure why this comes in, but she may just be adding energy or making an extra connection and kind of triangulating around Darlene. The spirit ladies are showing me a triangle. Now this is a... I think they're really showing me a pyramid. And my sense about this is that they are talking more about the mysteries we all wonder, we think, you know, slaves built the pyramids, and then you watch Ancient Aliens on the History Channel, and you know that they actually were, some other thing happened, I don't know. But they're showing this as an example about this, you know, this something that's a mystery and something that may never be solved, and that's okay. So they're giving me this feeling like, they would like me to translate to you a feeling of, you know, if you're having fun trying to unravel a mystery, fine. If it's taking over your life, there are some things that are never going to be understood or are never going to be clarified, and that's okay. And you can have a mystery and make room for a mystery in part of your vernacular so that it can be that you can be comfortable knowing that there are parts of you or parts of the family or parts of them or parts of the origins of their disease even that may never be known, and that's okay. And do you have somebody over here, I'm still in this area, who either passed when she was pregnant, sorry, I keep popping my peas, passed when she was pregnant or lost a baby when she was very pregnant? Okay. To the baby or the mother?
The baby.
Okay. Okay, okay. Darlene, do you do something with the moon? I mean, do you follow a certain thing with that? She's showing me all these different phases of the moon.
Yeah.
Okay. So she shines a big bright light on this, which is that she likes it and it's working, or whatever it is. You know, this is a whatever it is you're doing or following or timing along with the phases of the moon. She has a lot of excitement around. So if you continue to pursue that, I think you'll continue to it will continue to aid you or bring you to the ends that you're hoping to achieve there. One of you guys in the front here. I want to talk about a man who's got a really big nose. It's like a big, it's like I got a hook like this. You know what I'm talking about? it's pretty significant. Does this make a connection for you over here?
Possibly.
Okay. He comes in like the prow of a ship with his nose. It's just quite formidable. Now, that doesn't mean it was grotesquely huge. It's just this is a significant feature in his face that we would say, oh, now I know who you're talking about. Does it make sense for you? And possibly also? Okay, so I'm splitting a couple of different things here. And is there a man connected to you who was a Mason? Either one of you guys? I mean a Freemason. No? Do you know who I'm talking about? Don't you shake your head at me. I'm going to see you later. Okay, so there's the reason I'm asking about this is the man shows me wearing like an apron. So this, did he cook? Either one of these men that could possibly... Oh.
Well, he builder.
Okay. Okay. It might be you still. Is he a mason? But he wore an apron? Okay. Okay, so I'm all of you three ladies, listen. I'm not sure who, and I clearly have more than one person here. Did this guy have a really big nose?
Yes.
Okay. So keep listening. He rubs his hands together like this, which gives me the feeling like he's like kind of gleeful, very happy to be here. But I also feel like he's, did he do a gesture like this? Yours did. Okay. It's like rubbing his hands together in addition to this. And is there a toddler in the family for one of you three ladies? Do you know a toddler who passed away? I don't have children myself. He's about this big, and he's got a diaper on. Does that make any sense? All right, let me try this one more time. I see this toddler in a diaper. He's naked except for a diaper. It's like a cloth diaper. This is why I have the sense that this is someone who's passed away, because it's not... do you have a photograph of this man that we may potentially be talking about as a little boy in a diaper? Was he incontinent at the end? He was, okay. Okay. I'm clearly not interpreting that correctly, so maybe I'll ask him to give me another way to show it. So I have one or more men here who are showing me this nose, or showing me the apron, which can be connected to someone who cooks or wore an apron for tools or one thing or another. And he shows me, do you know the name Jim? Jimmy? James? A name like this? What about the name Stuart? Anybody else in here? Okay. The reason I'm asking is I see Jimmy Stuart, and he's like lassoing the moon. Does that make more sense for you? Possibly? I'm not seeing this. I'm just seeing the face of Jimmy Stewart. So I either need to say the name Jimmy or Stewart, or talk about Buffalo. Do you have a connection with Buffalo? This is what I'm seeing. I have this man here, one or more of these men, and he shows me like this scene from Jimmy Stewart movie where he talks about lassoing the moon, and he shows me this lassoing the moon. Does that make any sense to anybody here? He's trying to tell me then. Let me go back and ask him for a different thing. Are you Polish?
Czech.
Czech?
My father was Polish.
Your father was Polish. Okay. Okay. All right. I don't know. So skip the whole Jimmy Stewart diaper thing. I don't know where that was coming from. I don't know what they were trying to tell me that. I misinterpreted it, or I haven't translated it in a way that it's clicking for you guys. But if it does afterwards, just let me know so I won't drive myself nuts with this. Okay, so we have at least three men here who are coming in together. They have these things in common. They want to be identified each by their own thing, and there is a. So for one or both of these men, or all of these men, is showing me. So this may be a message for all of you. It may be a message that just belongs to one of you. But he shows me a dollar sign, and this generally means that he shows me the dollar signs juggling. So he may have juggled money, or a lot of money had to be juggled after he passed. But the good news is he shows me that the juggling, or perhaps you're juggling money. I guess everybody is in one fashion or another. But he shows me juggling money, and slowly all the stuff that's in the air beginning to come down. So if things are being settled either regarding his estate or regarding something else that's going on financially for you, he shows me that what's up in the air begins to come down and be able to be counted. So he means to be encouraging about a little more time has to pass, and what's coming to you will begin to be in your hand, rather than up in the air or, you know, accounts receivable, you know, sort of floating out there and not yet coming to you. So he says, please keep your chin up. Please stay encouraged. It's only a matter of a little bit more time before what is coming to you begins to actually land and be be counted. Do you know a Jack back here? You do? Okay. You guys who are around this lady, please listen. I want to talk about a man who may have been a scout leader, or may have been a Boy Scout, or something like that, a real mentor for kids. He shows me these kind of interactions. Does that make sense for you? Is this Jack, or this is someone different? Okay. He was a Boy Scout leader?
No, but he mentored a lot of kids.
Okay. Do you have a Boy Scout leader or someone like this who's in the spirit world, sir?
Yes.
Okay. So also please listen to the following message, which has been brought to you by our loved ones in the spirit world. They just crack me up. The impression I'm getting from these men, both directed to both of you, because I know I have more than one here, and one is clearly going to you, young sir, and you, young lady. Talking about this mentoring and talking about the internalizing of messages, and there's another encouraging message here that is talking about knowing I've already taught you, or you're ready, more like you're ready. You know you have the resources within you. You have the strength. You have the courage. You have the tenacity, and the motivation. Don't lose sight of that, because that's what I gave you, or that's what I taught you, or taught others, and it can't be erased. And not only is it in you, but we in the spirit world are capable of stirring it up when asked. So please rely on us. Please say, I don't remember what you taught me. Can you come in and give me courage, or can you come in and give me focus, or can you help me, you know, be prepared, whatever that may be. These are values that once instilled don't go away. And in kind of a way they're saying, and you know, you're being here and living out these values that you were taught, is a way of sharing with other people as well. So the mentoring, like we were talking about the healing earlier, comes in, but also just by its coming in is reflected out again. Now, I'm talking about the Boy Scouts, but I'm not saying, I want to, you know, this is my Priscilla Carasi's caveat here. I'm not necessarily promoting something that's anti-homosexual, so you don't have to do things the Boy Scout way. They're talking about the values of mentoring, not necessarily the values of, you know, kind of a backwards ultra-Christian sort of thing. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but, you know, this is what I want to say. Are you a musician, sir? What's that? Are you a parent? I was just going to say, if you don't want to be, you better be really careful. Someone's about to come in. If it's not your intention, wrap it.
Too late.
Too late. Okay. Well, I have a feeling that this message from this leader, this kind of scout leader, is in preparation for your, you know, the kind of, you have it in you to parent very effectively, because you have within you all the kind of values that that makes the world a safe and comfortable and happy place to be. Do you have a James in your line? Okay. Are you into angels? I think I know what that Jimmy Stewart thing was. You know, when the snowflake falls, an angel cries, or whatever that is, and the bells ring, an angel gets its wings, something like this. Okay, I think this was what they're trying to get me to talk about. And the diapers might have been for you, the little one coming in. I don't know what that was. I want to just come and give a message to you about angels. I have the feeling that your dad in the spirit world is laughing at himself a little bit. He's having a good time with himself. Listen over here to ladies who I was also connected to, because he's taking more lightly now what he might have thought was BS when he was here. Would he have debunked this sort of a thing when he was alive? He's having a good laugh at himself now, like, yeah, you can't talk to dead people, and yet here I am. So he's having a really good time with this, and really, have you felt like he's been around you?
Yes.
Okay. So he's kind of like, and this is fun, because I didn't think I could do this when I was alive, but now that I'm in the spirit world, I can do it. I'm going to do it all the time. So I think you're going to continue to see a lot of and feel a lot of him around you. And I keep seeing these references to that movie, It's a Wonderful Life. Was that a big movie for him or for you? No? All right. Anybody over here? Can anybody claim this floating around unfinished?
My dad always watched Wonderful Life, like, all the time. Like if it was a holiday season, he watched, like, 10 times.
Okay, all right. Well, your dad's here also. And he's standing in front of all these other people. Go and talk about me. So let me bring him in as well.
I think he quotes the movie all the time.
He quotes the movie all the time. Okay, all right. Well, that makes sense. Thank you for claiming that. really? Are you, like, not eating bananas? Or are you having a potassium problem?
No, but I was going to eat a banana today and I put it down.
Okay. So your father shows me, like, peeling a banana and putting it away. So
no.
So I thought he was... So
I literally was going to eat a banana today, and I was like, nah, I'm just going to eat apple instead.
Okay, all right. Well, he was with you this morning when you made your breakfast choice. I thought he was showing me something symbolic, like, don't eat bananas, too much potassium, binds you up. But no, he just was watching you choose a different piece of fruit. So your dad's around, too, in your day-to-day life. It's time for me to go, Vivian? Yeah, just about, right? Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to take this opportunity to unplug myself from the spirit world. And thank you so much for letting me entertain you, letting the spirit people entertain you, letting me entertain you on their behalf and bringing the connections together. And I'm going to turn this back over to Vivian. And I've recorded this. So if before you leave, you would want to take one of my cards, I post it on my website on a certain page on spiritualism. And you can listen back and you can download it, share it with your friends, record it, whatever you like to do. It belongs to you. And if you don't take my card or you don't remember, my website is apracticalpsychic.com. And there's a link right on the left for spiritualism. Thank you.